Hey there, folks, and welcome back to yet another fantastic episode of Insomnia Radio Canada. If you're new, welcome. If you're returning, welcome. For those who are new, my name is Chris. I am your host and editor, and I'm the one person thing that does everything for the show. So thanks for tuning in yet again. We are up to show 103. Yes, that's 103 and climbing. So excited to get as many shows out this year as we can. And keep that number growing because, you know, it's really exciting to hit all these fantastic big number episodes like we did a few weeks ago with show 100. Only 4 tracks for you this week. Apparently I forgot to download something before the promo from the publicist ended. And we'll push that to next week because right now I was only sitting at 4 tracks next week anyways. So it's all good, right? All good, yes. So anyways, that first track there, the band is called Scenic Route to Alaska. The song was Polarized. And they are from Edmonton, Alberta. You can check out more of their stuff over on Spotify and SoundCloud. And of course, they've got Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And one of those links will be pairing in my show notes. Because that's what we do. We put links in show notes so that you guys can find these bands and follow them on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or wherever. Or download some of their music and, you know, be an awesome and support some great, fantastic Canadian music. No big, huge, amazing bands like we had last week, this week, but, you know, still some fantastic, awesome music, right? Of course, all kinds of fantastic music. So anyways, these guys say their new song Polarized is about the ongoing division in society and the constant mania of life's ups and downs. It's about the need for positive change, openness, and equality. Stream Polarized over on Spotify and SoundCloud. So yeah, pretty awesome, right? I like the track. So if you guys checked out our Patreon page yet, you know, Patreon.com/IR Canada, all one word. Yeah, lots of good stuff going on there. Anybody who donates at the Snowbird higher level gets the show a couple days early. There's perks that we're going to do eventually as we get more people on, where higher levels will get discounts for merchandise. They might get, you know, something with an IR logo, you know, bumper sticker or something sent to them once a year or something. We get lots of ideas, but, you know, we need to get some more members there. But on the upside, we are at 6 members now. So, you know, this is pretty awesome. So thank you to Dave for joining us over there. You know, Dave, host of the Bugcast. See, podcasters supporting podcasters. It's pretty awesome stuff, right, folks? So shout out to Dave. Thanks for joining us. And let's get back to some more fantastic music, because that's what we're here for, right? All the fantastic music, not my talking and babbling and chittering. Fantastic music. Here we go.
Our love, it isn't new, but it never feels old. We leave each other hanging on, hanging on, hanging on. You keep opening the door. The years are flying by, flying by, flying by, like pages in the wind.
I'm Darren Trudeau.
And I'm Rob Stewart from Sound Switch.
And you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. the moss and clear the beach. My message in a bottle, pour it out in front of me. Yeah.
So, folks, up first there, we had Zach Pick and his track Atmosphere. I have played Zach before. Let me just double check my notes here. We played his track Ladder to the Sun on show 92. So not that long ago, but long enough, right? Good to put a little distance between playing the same artist again and again. So he says, Atmosphere is about loving someone despite the flaws or hardships you face together, and the tensions between the knowing and the mystery in the long-term relationships. It's the opening track on my forthcoming sophomore record, Passages, to be released on all major music platforms June 26th. Yes, that was a while ago. Like I said, I have been working through Batlog. Batlog would be fitting. It's October. We're working up to Halloween, right? Anyways, he also says, a lot of love songs are about the before and after of a romantic relationship. Atmosphere acknowledges the spaces in between on how it expands and contracts, blurring and coming into focus over time. The distance that can grow between two people that are still allowing room for the desire or willingness to cross it and reconnect. The song starts out as scraps of melody in a voice memo, and then the lyrics come together later from some desperate place. A Jeff Wall photograph, an Esther Perel podcast, some therapy. And then you can, of course, stream Atmosphere over on all your preferred favorite streaming services. Right? Yes. Yes, that is correct. And then we had a band called The Zolas. And I hope I got that right. It looks pretty simple. I would assume it's The Zolas. And the track was Wreck Beach / Totem Park. And they wrote a little bit for me. I just need to get to that exact piece in the show notes. They say, Wreck Beach is a sunset spot beside my university, the University of British Columbia. And Totem Park is the name of the student residence my friends and I partied in at undergrad. Wreck Beach Totem Park is about living my whole life beside the, oh, I'm going to get this one wrong, Musqueam Reserve, to being taught not to think or to ask why they live quietly in a small corner of a land that used to be all theirs. In the last 5 to 10 years, like most people, I started hearing a lot of voices about our country's history and from an Indigenous point of view. The clear and fairness of it all really pulled back the curtain and the glossed over white lie versions were given to us in our grade 10 social class. Please watch the video on YouTube now. So of course you guys can do that and go check out all their other wonderful socially spaces and all that fun stuff. So I have one more track for you. This final track is from Julian Taylor. The track is called The Ridge. And he writes, my grandparents used to live in Maple Ridge, British Columbia, on a beautiful piece of farmland surrounded by the Golden Ears Provincial Park, as well as the Fraser and Alouette Rivers. When I close my eyes, I think of my happy place. That is where my mind takes me. I wrote The Ridge to contemplate what life was like back when, in my grandparents' day, and what life is like now. My grandfather was Mohawk, and my step-grandmother cared for me like her own. She was quite brave to take me in because there was a lot of prejudice back then, which still exists today. This song is my way of pointing out some of the importance of the innocence in a world that is divided. And of course, as always, you can stream this over on your favorite services. It'll get added into the playlist that I have going over on Spotify for Insomnia Radio Canada. And Julian continues to write, The Ridge was produced by myself and my friend Sam Hashimi. We recorded at the Woodshed in Toronto with my cousin Jean and Barry from the Kahani Reserve. Sorry if I got that wrong, because, you know, Canada, using native names and terms and not being taught how to pronounce these things properly gets a little tricky. He continues with, we jam every summer at the reserve's annual powwow, and I wanted to capture that energy on this track. I'm an Indigenous person of color and someone who grew up in a predominantly white environment. I never felt like I was Indigenous enough to be accepted in the culture, and I never felt like I was Black enough to be accepted into that culture. I am also not white. The metaphor of the ridge is about the experience and the feeling cut in half during a time in my life that was filled with wonderment. Thank you for taking the time to listen, he says. So, hopefully you guys enjoy this final track for the show tonight, and you'll go follow some of these fantastic musicians and tune in, and hopefully your world is a little bit more aware now. So thanks for joining us. Hopefully you'll send me some feedback, or if you're a band, send me some music, Chris and Insomnia iartradio.net. Join us over on Patreon.com/IR Canada, all one word, no dot in there. Or you can find us over on Twitter, IR_Canada. Again, thanks for tuning in. Enjoy Julian's track, The Ridge, and we'll catch you next week. Cheers.
Like these, when the breeze whistled through the trees, fall would hover and the grass would still be wet. I'd put on my rain boots and I'd get dressed and head down to the barn beside the chicken coop. I'd fall over out of the front door, down the path through the bushes and past the pond. My sister and I used to catch frogs there until the house sold and we had to move on. Now there's a westbound wind blowing through the ridge again. It's staying or go outside to wait for it to die, but either way, it never ends. Make our way past the dark pen, through the fields to the stables where the horses lay. I shovel manure, clean their beds, and prepare the feed for the day. My favorite horse was named Frosty, until Sherry gave birth to a calf named Zareen. Where I was there to witness the birth, sharing that incredible memory. Now there's a westbound wind blowing through the ridge again. You can stay in or go outside and wait for it to die, but either way, it never ends. Taught me how to ride, she used to sing me lullabies. She watched me take my first steps in the kitchen when I was a kid. And those were the early years where we were taught to have no fear, and everything seemed so clear. I'd fall over at the front door, down the path through the brushes and past the pond. My sister and I used to catch frogs there until the house sold and we had to move on.